Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gators out today. Doug Karsh. Karsh and Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Okay. So we promised we'd get to it a little late. Sorry about that. But what's next for the Lions? You know, we can lament all the problems with the coaching staff, the general manager, and all that. But we're not going to stop talking about them. We're not going to stop trying to solve the issues. So this is our first crack at some off-season decisions that need to be made. Let's start with the coordinator spot. Specifically, the offensive coordinator's fine. Darryl Bevell, he'll be back next year, barring any major surprises. And they can't afford to lose him. If that means give him a raise, give him a raise. It's not my money. Plus, you're saving $30 million by not firing him. So give Darryl Bevell a raise to make sure you keep him if necessary. What about the defensive coordinator spot? I'm not so sure this really makes a difference because it feels like this is Matt Patricia's defense. And they're committed to a certain defensive system. And they've drafted players to fit that defensive system. So you have to find a coordinator that wants to run a similar, hey, we're not going to blitz a whole lot, we'll rush three system and give up tons of yards. But in theory, not give up tons of points. But now they're doubling down, giving up yards and points. Tough thing to do. We mentioned the name Jim Leonard a little bit earlier because, and only because I thought it was an interesting suggestion from a morning show producer, Tom Milliken. But you also got to remember what defensive nobody's defensive coordinator is any good is going to leave a town where they're doing well to come to Detroit. Plus, it's a lateral move. You got to give somebody a promotion. You got to go find either somebody who's on the street, which Darryl Bevell was, as the offensive coordinator. So good luck with that. Or identify a position coach at another town who's getting some critical acclaim and go after him. Like Chris Richard, the defensive backs coach at Dallas. Would he leave Dallas to become a coordinator? He might. So just kind of kicking that around.
I mean, he's essentially the coordinator over there already anyways. I mean,
but that makes him prime for the plucking. Because you can give him the title and a raise, and you don't have to ask permission. Like lateral moves, you have to ask permission. Sometimes you have to make trades.
Like Robert Saleh from the Niners. You're not getting him.
No, you're not getting him. But does it even really matter, Kang?
What do you mean?
To replace a defensive coordinator?
No, because Matt Patricia's running this defense, which is why... That's why I want to talk about it, but then it's like, what are we talking about?
Because
exactly. It's going to be Matt Patricia's defense, right? So let's say you bring in a guy like I want, like Ron Rivera, okay?
Yep.
A couple things. One, he'd have to agree to run Matt Patricia's system, right?
Yep.
And two, would Matt Patricia,
yep,
hire a guy like that knowing he could be a possible threat? Is that, you doing what I mean? Like, this guy could take my job, or the Lions could feel comfortable letting me go because they know they have someone underneath me that could easily take over the head coaching position for the rest of the season.
Yep.
You know what?
You're right. But then again, if you're kind of coaching for your job and everybody knows it, you don't shy away from a guy who could be a great hire. Thing about Ron Rivera is I would find it hard to believe that Ron Rivera's best opportunity would be here. It's a great name, right? But let's say they decide that they're going to go out and pursue Ron Rivera. Is his best opportunity going to be right here? I don't think so. And then replacing the defensive coordinator almost feels like it's a bigger PR move than anything. It's just to curry public favor. Look, we made changes. Next question for the offseason that looms for the Lions. Darius Slay, keep him or trade him? He's approaching that magical age of 30 where defensive backs generally start down the far side of their career. And yet, he's arguably their best defensive player. You know, by some metrics, he's having a down year. And that's fine. You just got to think, is there any scenario in which they're going to be a better football team where they move Darius Slay? Here's the other thing. we get back to the win now edict. If you're going to win now, why trade Darius Slay if you have to win now?
Like you and Mike brought up yesterday, how much are they caring about the future when these guys, you would think, are under some kind of, you know, guidelines where you have to, publicly they say contend for playoffs, but maybe they know they have to make the playoffs, you know, behind closed doors. And so why, you're right, why would you play trade maybe your best defensive player when you need to win now for future assets?
Additionally, I mean, it's a tough spot because when Darius Slay's contract expires, he's going to be 29 years old. So you have to make the decision if you're going to sign him to a contract, you're going to have to sign him beyond the years of 30 and then hope he doesn't have any kind of dramatic decrease in the player that he is. Because he's not going to sign a one-year deal. I suppose you could franchise him. They could do that. And then they'd have him when he's into his 31 year and then let him go. That might make the most sense. Here's the other thing about trading him. What's the highest return you think you're going to get for Darius Slay? The realistic highest return. Usually these kinds of trades are made for draft capital. I'm going to guess that the absolute highest return they can get is a second round pick. Kang, would you fight me on that, or do you think that's relatively accurate?
I think they had a chance of something better during the trade deadline, but now that the season's over, and you're right, he is getting closer to 30. You're probably right. I wouldn't fight you on that.
Okay.
Not physically.
So, I mean, we took a call yesterday, somebody saying move Darius Slay for a first-round pick, and I'm like, well, I suppose if you could get a first-round pick, sure. I feel reluctant to think that that would happen. So I think the odds are that the decision here on Darius Slay is he comes back and that they don't sign him to a long-term contract. He comes back because they have to win now. And, you know, I was reading a story today because all the papers are writing about the future of the Lions. And I don't know that Slay's a malcontent, but he certainly wasn't happy when Quandre Diggs was traded. And his I just play ball man approach feels like he's distancing himself from a team in a team sport. And I don't blame him because it would only be natural and he must be frustrated as hell to play on this losing team. But I wish he'd kind of bite the bullet and do whatever he can to help him win and show that he was a little bit more personally vested in the outcomes of the games. But anyway, and the same goes for Stafford too, by the way. I wish he would call for a little bit more accountability in all directions, down, and by down I mean the players beneath him, and up the coaching staff and the GM. I like Stafford. I'd like him a lot more if he did that. But at the end of the day, I think they have to keep Slay. I don't think they trade him. I think they have to keep him. I don't think they sign him. And if he has a good year next year, I think they franchise him. Any argument there, Kang? You fight me on that?
I would like to keep him. I don't know how mentally he is invested in this team anymore, like with his, you know, quotes and comments after each game. It's just, you know, about business as usual, playing, you know, to the best of his ability. He just wants to play ball no matter where it's at.
Yep.
But in the end, if you show him the money, I think all will be right again in his world. I don't know if the Lions are willing to do that, which is an extension. I think they're going to shop him, and I think they're going to trade him, even though they need to win next year. That's my prediction. I just think that they don't want guys here that don't buy in, that aren't fully bought in. One of the reasons why Diggs is not here anymore, and Slay was a big supporter of Diggs, and just judging by his comments, like, I don't know if he's bought all in. You know what I mean? I think he wants to get paid, clearly, and I don't think he's on the greatest relationship with the upper management and his coach right
Probably
now.
Probably not.
You know?
Yep.
And they don't want these guys in the locker room.
Another decision. There is an out in a contract for a player that he's a starter right now, but could you get better at that position? There's an out in Rick Wagner's contract, the right tackle. You can get out of the contract by my math for $5.8 million. A $5.8 million buyout right now, cap hit, when he's owed $9 million next year and $9 million the year after. So essentially, if you cut Rick Wagner, you save 3.2 next year. You write a check for you lose 5.8 in cap space. You free up 3.2 that you don't have to pay him, and you free up $9 million in the 2021 season. Okay, but now you got to go get a starting right tackle, which, I mean, it might be Andrew Thomas, the number one tackle on the board in the draft. And if he's a left tackle, you move Decker to right, I guess. But if you cut him, you save a little bit of money. But how do you get better with not Rick Wagner, but $3.2 million? This is a tough call, because what you need to do is do what a team, a competent team does, and find a starter and a good one in like the third or fourth round. That's what you need to do. And that's what the Lions have failed quite miserably at on far too many occasions. But that's a tough decision. Like I understand there's a lot of people out there, cut him, he sucks. Okay, yeah, fine. But are you getting better as a football team if you cut him? I don't know, man. I don't know what to do with that one. My instinct tells me to keep him. Because I think it's tough to find a starting caliber player who would be better or as good as him for cheaper. Even though there's a high degree of frustration with the way he plays at times. But man, I got to tell you, it's just, when we looked at the Patriots, remember last year during the Super Bowl and the Rams had four first-round picks on their defensive line and the Patriots had nobody higher than a third-round pick on their offensive line? And you're like, how did the Patriots do it? Well, Dante Scarnecchia is a great position coach, but what do you do with Wagner, Kang?
I feel like you almost got to keep him.
Yep.
I mean, a tackle, right or left, is a very important position, especially when your quarterback's coming off 2 years where he's ending the season hurt. Right? He trusts those guys. He knows those guys. If anything, the pass protection wasn't that bad, really, to be honest. It's run blocking was an issue for this team. And then to go get a new starting right tackle, I haven't checked the free agent market, but you're not going to draft one, right, to start right away, are you?
Yeah, I don't.
Especially when you need so much defensive
you
help.
You see, so much defensively, I would hate to see them cut Rick Wagner to draft Andrew Thomas at 4, you know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.